The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 4, Scene 19. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter. And we have a special interview on Curtain Call today. I'm here with my two guests, Irene Ziegler, who is a noted actor and writer in town, and Boston Christopher, who has acted in town and is getting ready to leave town right after what we're talking about. So we'll get to that in a minute. Y'all say hello.
Hello.
Hi, Boston.
Hi, Irene.
Jerry and them out there.
Let's talk about David Lindsay Hubert and the Pipeline New Works Program. First, who wants to tell us, for those out there who are listening who don't know, who is David Lindsay Hubert?
David Lindsay Hubert is a Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright.
He's a genius. Can we just say that?
Yeah, he's a genius.
Right.
He won the Pulitzer Prize for a play called Rabbit Hole,
right,
which he wrote, which is a funny story. He wrote it in response to, because he'd been writing really funny plays up till then, Fuddy Mears, Kimberly Akimbo.
Right.
And they said, oh, you can't write a dramatic play. So he did, and then he won. Like,
the critics said that.
The critics said
and
that.
The critics, they're all so funny.
So then he wrote this play, Rabbit Hole, and that sort of set him anew in terms of a different kind of career. He's also written some movies that people know.
Right.
He wrote the screenplay for Rabbit Hole.
Rabbit Hole, the screenplay, right, which was produced by Nicole Kidman, and she played the lead in it.
That's right.
He's also done some big musicals. He's worked on Shrek
and
a couple other big musicals that he's done. So he's a really well-known playwright. He teaches playwriting at Juilliard, but he is also sort of like in with Manhattan Theater Club, and they do a lot of his work. They premiered Good People, which he won a lot of awards for. So he's a really great playwright. And the tea really on it is that he and Anna and Chris, his wife, they all sort of went to Sarah Lawrence together.
Right. And the Anna they're referring to there is Anna Seneschal Johnson, who is the artistic director of Cadence Theater. And he's been here before to see some of the shows. And of course, Cadence has done three or four of his work.
Yeah, they've done a lot of his plays. Right. Have you ever been in any of them?
Yeah, Kimberly Akimbo.
Kimberly Akimbo. Okay, yeah.
It was one of my favorite plays. And I met him shortly after that. And I told him at that point he was my second favorite playwright. He liked that.
What had happened was a couple years ago, I was going to help Cadence with new play development. And Anne and I had been talking about that. And so when I came on board, we were trying to brainstorm ideas about, like, what can we do besides just bring in people, workshop a play, and do something different. So David and Chris and Anne and I were all sitting around one day, talked a little bit about some of these programs where they have a sort of playwright in residence helping new playwrights. And the other thing was really cool was we wanted it to be Virginia playwrights.
Right.
And so we kept talking about it, and I was like, well, if it was somebody like David, then, you know, this could happen and this could happen. And finally he was like, well, why can't it just be me?
Oh, that's so generous.
He is the most generous guy. And his wife was like, wait, are you sure you want to do that? Like,
we have children, honey.
He's children, and you're really busy, and you know you have a lot to do. And he's like, no, I want to do this. So he signed on as sort of the first playwright for this inaugural program, the Pipeline New Works. It's a 9-month over the last course of the year that Irene's been in the program, along with three other playwrights. Actually, one's sort of a pair.
Yeah, you're a team.
They're a team.
And that segues beautifully into Miss Irene Ziegler. How did you get involved, and what's it been like for the last 8 or 9 months?
Boston contacted me and said, do you have a play you want to submit? We've got this thing going on called Pipeline. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right, because we met.
Yeah, because we did.
Yeah, we did great plays together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I submitted a short play that I had written, and then I found out I was accepted into this very exclusive group of playwrights. And the diversity of the group is one of the things that I like a lot. I'm the only white hair, of course. And the plays that came out of the program reflects how diverse we are as a group as well.
So how has David Lindsay Hubert been mentoring you? Is it Skype or emails, or what do you do?
All of those things, Skype, email, and in person. We've met 3 times here in Richmond. He and Chris have come down from New York 3 times, and we've read our plays up to that point at each point along the way. I can't say how much the other playwrights have taken advantage of him using email, because I have taken advantage of him. I'm a very needy student, and if he gives as much time and attention and encouragement to his students at Juilliard as he has given to me, then the future of playwriting is bright indeed, because he just has been wonderful to me. And I was a bit of a whiny child, and well, a lot of a whiny child. And, you know, I just say, David, this is so hard. And he says, yes, playwriting is hard. Get back to work. But a couple of times I would just check in with him and I said, you know, I need a pep talk. And I would just get this 5-page email. And I'd say, can I share this with the other playwrights? Sure, sure, sure. It's really been wonderful.
And this is not your first play, obviously.
No.
So how has this informed your ability as a writer, matured you, hopefully?
Yes, it has matured me, hopefully, as a writer and a person. I don't hope I won't be whining so much the next time. But he introduced to us Joseph Campbell's Hero's Journey, which I had heard of, but he used it as a template for playwriting. And very briefly, Joseph Campbell collected all of these ancient myths and stories that have withstood the test of time and identified what was similar in all of them, and he came up with what is known as the hero's journey. Game of Thrones, Star Trek, Star Wars.
Almost every story.
Yeah. Right, right.
There
right.
really is no new
sure.
stories.
Exactly.
There's just
right.
how you tell them.
Right.
But I think David also really is interested in helping people learn what that well-made play is so that then they can improvise around that if they want to, but really taking them on this idea of,
right,
you know,
right.
what is the structure, right?
Right
structure
right.
of a play and how does that work and sort of giving them that gift. And he's so generous with his time.
It was game-changing. In addition to just laying out the plot points of the hero's journey, you know, there's also the interior journey of your hero, how they change over the course of the story and become their true idealized self. And I was just so, it blew my mind.
Oh,
I was in love
great,
with it.
Great.
It's so good. And I think the other playwrights sort of feel the same way from what I understand, that they've all been sort of growing over the course of the year. And it's just been fabulous. And he is truly one of the most generous people in terms of like the person who's been successful like him.
Right. Yeah.
The way he is as a human being is nothing like what you imagine some,
no.
you know, some person who is a little bit more well-known right. being with regular people, as it were, the little people. He's not about that at all. And he's so helpful and so generous.
And
with
hilarious.
People.
He's a very funny
yeah.
man.
Okay.
Yeah.
And of course, we haven't gotten there yet, but folks will have a chance to actually hang out with him.
Yeah, there's a great event. So the readings are the weekend of the, it's the 22nd and 23rd. But on the 20th, Thursday night, the 20th, there's something called An Evening with David Lindsay Abaire. It's a private event.
It's a great, catchy title, right?
Yeah. It's a fundraiser, and if people are interested, they could email info@cadencetheater.org and ask about the David Lindsay Abaire Evening.
Right.
I think it's $75.
Yep.
It's a donation to the theater.
Right.
It's going to be in a private home. There's going to be food. There's going to be mingling. The playwrights will be there. People from Cadence will be there. We'll talk about the program a little bit. But mostly it's going to be mingling, getting to meet David and hear from him and his ideas about this particular project. And it should be a pretty great event.
Then that Saturday and Sunday, the plays will be presented. Now, are they going to be readings? Are they staged? How elaborate are they?
I don't know if they'll be staged, but certainly they will be read. I mean, you
with
know,
with a cast,
they'll
not
have,
just one
yes.
person, right.
and all professional actors.
Right,
so the quality will be high.
Yeah, professional actors, directors,
and professional director
yeah.
Rusty Wilson,
yep, yep, yep.
Rusty Wilson, Lane Satterfield, and Melissa Mowry,
wow.
and Boston Christopher,
and Boston Christopher,
and Boston
yeah.
Christopher, and, who's
and
directing mine?
Rusty's right. directing yours.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
And there'll be readings that you have. They're simple in terms of music stands, chairs. People stand up when they're talking and they
right.
sit down when they're not. These kinds of readings are really about hearing the playwright's words and letting the playwright really hear the story through actors.
Which
and
is so
that
valuable,
first,
of course. Right.
Yeah, just that sort of first. And this isn't a huge rehearsal process. That we're rehearsing them like once and then we read them. So it's really
yep.
simple,
yep.
but it's really for them to hear a fully, because they've been, I think you've been reading in the groups, right?
Yes.
You've all been playing different parts and
yes.
in people's plays.
When we
but
get
then,
together in person, yeah.
Yeah, but then when you get the group of actors together, that the magic sort of comes alive. Then playwrights can hear the bumps, the giggles, the, you know, the rhythm of
sure,
things and
right,
how they work,
right.
if the jokes are landing, if they're not, or these first readings are so valuable to their next process.
Terrific.
And they're free.
Right,
come on
right.
out.
That's
yeah,
the
they're
best
free.
Part. We've obviously given you lots of information here, but you can go to the Cadence Theater website. All the details will be there. There will be the evening with David Lindsay Abaire on June 20th, and then the plays will be read on June 22nd and June 23rd. I want to thank my guests for coming in, Boston Christopher, who will be working on this for the last time, and Irene Ziegler, whose play will be premiered.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm going back to Alaska.
Okay. And that's another whole podcast.
Yeah, it's a whole nother. Yeah, another story.
Thank you both.
And a play.
And that'll do it for this week's Curtain Call. We'll be back in 2 weeks with reviews.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theater Critics Circle website at artsies.org.